We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's Friday morning. It's time to talk a little high school football. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. And we're going to talk to Larry Bluestein, the king of high school football down here in South Florida. Blue, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Another week. You know what? You wait all season or all year for this, and we're already at week five. I mean, it goes so quickly, and
yeah.
Unfortunately for us. But, you know, you got to enjoy every minute. And, you know, Joe and I talked yesterday about this week. Almost never happened, especially in Miami-Dade County. They had the officials were going to strike, over a wage increase in their travel, and almost had yesterday wiped out. We almost had today wiped out, and thankfully they averted that and came to agreement yesterday at 3:00. And we have football.
Yeah, hey Blue, real quickly, I don't even know how much those guys make now, and what they were looking for. Did you ask?
Well, this was on a travel, for travel. They, you know, their wages for each game, I think, was already an issue that was taken care of. But they wanted to make sure that they had, you know, a lot of them traveling, they weren't getting the money that they were asking
right.
for. And a lot of this comes out of their own pocket. And I understand that. And
yep.
listen, I'm on their side. And,
yep.
and you don't want anybody to lose wages. But and there was such a split, guys, on this because people were, you know, angry because they were using the high school football season, the kids and the coaches as hostage in the middle of the but everyone goes, well, that's the only way you get everybody's attention. And, you know, there was a lot
yeah.
of sticking points. I, for one, figured that you have 9 months to negotiate this. And now that everybody knows the plight, you know, before it was behind closed doors and nobody knew anything. And certainly I can understand them wanting to put it out in the open and try to make everybody aware. But at the same time, you know, you had the potential of really hurting a lot of kids and a lot, you know, that need these games and
yeah,
that need this exposure.
But there is a shortage of officials for everybody
oh, yeah.
the bitch. And by the way, our NFL officials, they got enough problems of their own, so our poor high school guys. Hey, we got a lot to get to. First of all,
yep.
you were at the Edison Central game. Edison jumped out 7-0, and then what happened last night?
then the floor went down.
Oh, Central got a little salty.
A little bit. You and I were talking, and I said, wow, look at this. Edison went right down, made it 7-0, and then before you know it, it's 44-14. And I didn't, you know, Luther Campbell's the type of guy that, you know, he wants to make everything an issue, and he did. And Central didn't like the way they were, you know, that he was saying how they were, you know, they were 95th Street, which they refer to as Central.
I was just on 95th.
Not as good as everybody
Ooh.
Thinks. Well, they are. They
yeah.
are as good as everybody
so
thinks.
So Uncle Luke got him going a little bit last night, and Central went, what? Used to be one of our coaches? Hell no, you ain't treating us like that, so.
Exactly. But, you know, game played, Central flex some muscle. They end up winning the game pretty convincingly. And certainly it's going to take a lot to stop Central from getting the state. They're on a little bit of a roll in 6A.
Joe brought up earlier, and we were talking, because I know Joe's going to be out in the muck, I guess, tonight for one of his games.
I won't be in the muck tonight. We're going to the muck bowl later.
Muck bowl later. But I wanted to ask you this, because he brought up the muck bowl and we were talking about it. And I always tease Joe on the air, and I'm like, one day I'm going to make Blue give his all-Traz Powell team, you know, from all
yeah.
the games you've ever seen down there. But what about the Muck Bowl, too, and the great players that come out from there? I mean, we talk a lot about, obviously, Dayton and Broward, but that game's got to get a little more – or those teams out there got to get a little more publicity.
It's diminished quite a bit from what it was, you know, back in the Lewis Oliver days. And then, you know, certainly Pahokee and then Glade Central have always had some tremendous – Jesse Hester, who's their head coach, you know, played in the league, played at FSU. He's been a big part of that as well. So, yeah, it's been bigger in the past. I mean, I was at – I've been to like 10 or 12 of them, and one of the best I can remember when they went back and forth at Pahokee when it was about 10 years ago when they had both teams were loaded with talent. And certainly, guys, it's a showcase event. It's a small town contest. You don't see many of those down here because we have such, you know, you have a Central and a Northwestern that could get 11,000, but down the road at, you know, at the Hendrick Stadium over there, Mylander, you can get 500. So it's kind of like a mix down here, but when those two teams get together, certainly, and you talk about an all-Muck Bowl team, think of anybody that's played at Glade Central or Pahokee for the last 25, 30 years, 40 years.
Ricky Jackson, and, Anquan
they've
Bolden.
They've competed in that game.
Yeah. Those are pretty two pretty good ones to start off with.
They got plenty. Hey, so we got all kinds of stuff to get to. First of all, what the heck happened to Columbus High School? Booker T went and didn't treat the Catholics very nicely, man.
Two ways to look at that. Columbus played a really good South Dade team and lost to them, and I think that everybody, and I mean everybody, has underestimated the job that Booker T has done. This is a team that can play with basically anybody. They have talent, the smaller school, but what are you going to do? I mean, it's a 4A school, but certainly Ben Hanks has taken over, you know, as head coach, former Miami High, former Florida Gator, and Zach, his co-coaches. Is Darren Mickle, who's played in the NFL for a little bit, and former Miami High and University of Florida guy. So, plus all the coaches they had on staff for all those years. And I will say it over and over again, you will not find an inner-city team anywhere in the country that's more disciplined than this. They don't make mistakes. They don't taunt. They don't talk. They play great football. They went down and just took it to Columbus. And there wasn't a person in that stadium that won't tell you that Booker T was the much better team on that day, and we'll certainly you know, tonight they play North Miami, but then after that next week it's IMG, and they've, you know, we've got a good chance in 4A to have a really good play, I mean really good playoffs with Cardinal Gibbons and also Gulliver Prep that's undefeated, and you have a lot of really good programs in 4A, but that's what went wrong. I think that after a week off, Columbus will get the wheels back on this thing and then make a legitimate run in 8A.
Hey, were you surprised University went over to Western and won that game?
Yeah, sort of, because I thought that Western had, you know, Western being an 8A school and, you know, a bigger school with more kids, you know, more depth. Because if you remember a couple of weeks ago, without Nick Vadiato, the quarterback that you finally got a chance to see,
wow,
really good quarterback.
Holy smokes, can he throw it?
They lost to MacArthur, you know, and got shut out. So you figure, yeah, I was a little bit surprised, but anything that Coach Luque and the university school does over there is no surprise. There, another team will be in the mix in 4A as well.
All right, and the other one I wanted to ask you about, I am going to that Chaminade at Delray Atlantic tonight. Am I in for a good game?
I think you're in for a great game. And people down in South Florida, Miami-Dade, have no clue about Atlantic. That's Mike Rumpf's school. He went there. They've had talent over the years. This is a good 7-8 team, and I think this is the type of team that it won't beat St. Thomas, but definitely will get their attention. They're extremely good on defense. I think you're in for an outstanding defensive matchup. Chaminade lost to a really good Carroll City team. Not a great Carroll City team, but a really good one last week, 14-13 on a controversial type of play. So they're going into that Atlanta game tonight with a lot of, you know, optimism, but a tough place to play, and you'll see the type of talent on the field this evening. You're going to have a lot of major college kids there. Atlantic has always been, you know, a program that will get your attention, and we know Chaminade Madonna with three University of Miami commitments on it will certainly bring their best too. So, yeah, you have a really good game.
All right, you ready for the top 10 here? We're rolling along. Let's jump into it. Tell me how, you know, you've never been shy with me, Blue, so let me know. St. Thomas Aquinas, 1.
No doubt.
Central, 2, just slightly. And Central Northwestern in place. I don't want anybody at Northwestern upset. Central, 2. Northwestern, 3. South Dade still undefeated, 4. Booker T got to move up with some of the wins they've had over Apopka and what they're able to do to Columbus. Jump up to 5. And guess what? We kind of counted Patrick Surtain's team out. And old Pat comes in at number 6. He's got a big game with Cardinal Gibbons coming up. So I slap them right there at number 7. They're playing better. University coming back. They got that unbelievable quarterback who can throw it with like ridiculous. Yep. Comes in at 8. Chaminade at 9, even though they did lose last week to Carroll City. And I got Western at 10.
Okay. You know, Western's got to prove themselves. You know, they lost last week, and there's a couple of other schools that want to jump back up there. You know, Cardinal, like you said, Cardinal Gibbons is a team that you have to watch out for. But, yeah, not a bad 10. But those change every week, and that's all the fans listening. Don't get Don Joe because things change. Next week we could be talking about a different 10, but, you know, that's fair. You know, Western's got some proving to do. I mean, they have Cooper City, and they have a couple of other teams, but last week was the game, Joe, that they needed to win to get a couple of, you know, it was a pride game. It doesn't mean anything more than pride, but every game.
Oh no, it meant a lot to people in Davie,
right?
It meant a lot to Davie.
Fight for Davie.
Private versus public.
Blue, what's one team that Joe missed out of the 10? Who's the one team that it's missing from that would have been on your top 10?
He might have gone Dillard on me. He might have Dillard.
Yeah, you know what? But Dillard will have a chance tonight. Dillard's done a great job. They're 4-0. And even Miami Central said that last night. Of all the teams that are maybe standing in their way to get, you know, and I'm just saying, hypothetically, it would be Dillard because they've got talent. They have a good Stranahan team tonight. We'll see. It's a good old-time rivalry. There's a few teams, guys. I mean, but like I said, for right now, I think you did a great job. But Heritage is certainly kind of – isn't that crazy? You've won three out of the last four years. You won a state title, and you're trying to be under somebody's radar. But Pat Surtain and his gang there have done an awesome job. And like I said, St. Thomas has got one game next week. I think that's the only game. I mean, they have Miramar tonight, but next week they have Carroll City. So that would be their only other obstacle in the regular season. And they have Deerfield down the road, too. Deerfield's a team, too, to kind of watch. They went up to Louisiana last week and slapped a defending state champion around really good. So I think Coach Jevon Glenn's got his team going. There's a bunch of teams that are in the mix, but Palmetto's right there. They play Southridge, a team that they don't beat very often. That's coming up tonight. Big games. And Northwestern, as you mentioned, is on the road in Valdosta against Lowndes County, who is 42-2 at home over the last 10 years. So
why do our damn schools keep taking? We got to tell Northwestern and Central take some time out from all these national games.
Then they won't get national recognition. If you play the local teams, you don't get much recognition.
Yeah,
and just as an aside, for the people who, like myself and Joe, who thought that St. Francis Academy of Baltimore was like a college team who would never get beat, well, I'll tell you what, they went out to Mater Dei in Southern California last week and got beat just as bad as they beat Central.
Wow. That is
really?
Blue, we got to let you run. But, Blue, thank you so much, man.
All right, guys, have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
You brought your A game today, Blue. That's always good here in the morning. Thank you very much. So Larry Bluestein with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.